Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Lisa Lai of Investor Relations Department of China Telecom Corporation Limited. On behalf of the company's management, I would like to welcome you all to our presentation of the 2010 interim results. This presentation will be conducted in Mandarin with simultaneous English interpretation. Consecutive interpretation will be provided during the Q&A section. Please be reminded to switch your mobile phone or to silent mode during the presentation. First of all, may I now introduce the company management? Mr. Wang Xiaochu, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Xiang Bin, President and COO. Madam Wu Andi, Executive Vice President and CFO. Thank you for coming, and we hope you will find this presentation informative. I will now invite Chairman Wang to give you an overview of the overall performance of the company for the first half of 2010. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very pleased to meet you all, and it is my pleasure to introduce to you the company's result for the first half of 2010. Today's presentation is divided into three sections. First of all, I will talk about the company's overall performance. This will be followed by Mr. Xiang and Madam Wu, who will present you overall business review and financial performance respectively. In the first half of 2010, the overall operations progressed well. We fully leverage our own strengths, persist to adopt the strategy of full-service integrated operations and differentiated development. The company's development has remarkable performance, and the overall highlights include: first, effective integrated operation driving remarkable earnings recovery. Second, mobile business has progressed well and expand rapidly. Third, wireline business structure continued to be optimized. Excluding upfront connection fees, the operating revenue for the first half was 107.6 billion, increased by 4.9%. EBITDA was 45.8 billion, representing a 5.6% year-on-year. The EBITDA margin was 42.5%. Net profit was 8.8 billion, an increase of 4.7% year-on-year. Free cash flow remained at a strong level of 18.6 billion. In respect of the scale of subscriber base, there are 180 million access lines in service, 74.52 million mobile subscribers, 58.33 million broadband subscribers. The subscriber base of mobile and broadband continued to expand. Following the launch of full-service operations, the company proactively addressed the development strategy to fully promote the high-growth business like mobile and broadband. Meanwhile, we strengthened the control in costs and resources, insist on achieving profitable development. Through our continuous efforts, the profitability has remarkable recovery in the first half of 2010, started to grow in line with the growth in revenue, and commenced a new era of sustainable growth. We will increase proactive initiatives in the second half to further expand, scale, and strengthen long-term sustainable business development. In the first half of 2010, operating revenue was 107.6 billion, an increase of 5 billion over the same period of last year. From the growth driver perspective, mobile business such as mobile voice and mobile data are the key revenue drivers, which contribute 10 billion, raising total revenue by 9.7 percentage points. Another key driver was wireline data business, which contributed 3.9 billion. raising total revenue by 3.8 percentage points. This was partially offset by the decline in wireline voice revenue, which fell by 8.1 billion and hidden total revenue by 7.9 percentage points. In the first half of 2010, we saw remarkable results in the development of mobile service. Mobile subscribers exceed 74 million, which is 2.7 times over the level when we took over the CDMA business. Mobile service revenue and mobile subscriber base grow in tandem. Mobile service revenue reached 22.8 billion, up by 78% over the same period of last year. The quality of subscriber is robust. The mobile ARPU for the first half of RMB 58.1, compared to the ARPU for the whole year 2009 RMB 59.5, the decline is minimal. Our early success in mobile business is attributed to several measures such as effective establishment of e-serving plan, the sustainable optimization of 3G network, all-round improvement in channel service capability, and strengthening in value chain for terminals. The upcoming mobile internet era paves the way for new developments. We will seize development opportunities and momentum to differentiate market groups, continue to insist on differentiated operations, enhancing full development of 3G in order to maintain rapid growth in mobile business. In the first half of 2010, as a result of the decline in PAS revenue, and inter-district call revenue, wireline revenue was 82.5 billion, decreased by 4.1 billion over the same period last year. In response to this, we highlight two key points of the trend in wireline business. First, wireline business structure continues to optimize. Non-voice revenue was 49.5 billion, increased by 8.9%, which is growing very rapidly. At the same time, non-voice revenue made up 60.1% of wireline revenue. Which is also a key revenue driver. Second, following the decline in PAS revenue and the inter-district call revenue, we proactively alleviate the risk of wireline business. This is beneficial to the development of future wireline business. CapEx. In the first half of 2010, the CapEx plan was on track, which was 17.9 billion. In order to accelerate proactive broadband deployment to strengthen network edge, the board of directors has approved to increase the extra CapEx spend by 5 billion up to 44 billion. The original is 39 billion. In addition, we also consider to increase extra CapEx in 2011 by 10 billion, which is about 50 billion. The increase of 15 billion over 2 years will be mostly directed towards broadband strategic deployment. With increasing extra CapEx, the bandwidth access capability of our network will be enhanced significantly. By the end of 2012, the access capability in all city areas is basically more than 20 meg. The competitive edge in network is further enhanced. Meanwhile, CapEx will be further accelerate the growth in broadband business. The broadband net add target for year 2010 and 2011 will be 20 million, an increase of 3 million net add. In the first half of 2010, the company insists on taking its development path by actively promoting full service integrated operations and differentiated service offerings. The bundling rate of mobile and wireless servers reached 50%. The penetration rates of integrated services of One Home Business Navigator reached 40% and 48% respectively. We achieved outstanding in integrated operation development. Evidence has proven that full service integrated operation not only satisfies the various commission needs of our customers, it also helps develop the strength and potential of our company and drive up our competitive edge. Now, we are facing with a lot of opportunities and challenges. We will seize the opportunities. From mobile internet and three network convergence to accelerate transformation and innovation to establish a key positioning to capture our development strategy in mobile internet. To meet information needs of government and enterprise customers, household and personal customers, we further deepen the differentiated service operation. We also strengthen the triple play players. We further enhance cooperation partnership to consolidate high-value and high-volume application to capture future growth opportunities. We strongly believe our proactive development strategy will further create value for our shareholders. Next, may I invite Mr. Xiang Bin to introduce the business performance for the first half of 2010.
Thank you, Chairman Wang. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Wang has just given an overview of the overall performance of the company in the first half of 2010 and the upcoming business strategy. I will now introduce to you the company's business performance for the first half of 2010. This table shows the breakdown of revenue and the growth. The company's business are heading towards a healthier direction, and there are three main highlights. First, high-growth mobile business accounted for 23.3% of total revenue, an increase of 7.7 percentage points year-on-year. Mobile business is now a key revenue driver. Second, mobile data business accounted for 34.5% of total mobile revenue, an increase of 11 percentage points year-on-year. This shows the popularity and penetration rates of informatized and VAS applications grow rapidly, which facilitates the positive development of mobile business. Third, wireline or voice revenue accounted for 60.1% of total wireline revenue, an increase of 7.5 percentage points year-on-year, of which the fast-growing broadband business accounted for 41.9%. The wireline voice revenue now accounted for 39.9% of total wireline revenue. The wireline business structure is further optimized, and the operation risk is further alleviated. In the first half of 2010, the table shows the conditions of the wireline voice services. The wireline voice services revenue was 32.9 billion. It declined by 19.8%. This drop in wireline voice business is attributed to several reasons. Mobile substitution and cannibalization were the major factors. Also, as mentioned by Chairman Wang, the significant drop in PAS revenue and inter-district call revenue also has significant impact thereon. Therefore, we formulated several initiatives to ensure the steady development of the wildlife business, which includes promoting package deals and enriching applications to enhance customer stickiness, migrate your PAS subscribers to mobile service, strive to maintain customer value. And in the first half of 2010, wildlife broadband access revenue was 26.3 billion, an increase of 15.6% from the same period of last year. The net add of broadband subscriber was 4.87 million, with the total broadband subscriber reach 58.33 million. ARPU was RMB 78.4. With the further progress in informatization, the market demand for broadband access capabilities also increased. We will seize the opportunity to increase our investment to upgrade bandwidth and reach broadband applications. We will further strengthen unified account operations to promote the synergy development of wireless broadband, Wi-Fi, and wireless broadband. As a result of these measures, we expect the net add of broadband subscribers exceed 10 million this year. In the first half of 2010, wireline VAS and integrated information services revenue was 13.7 billion, a fall of 1.1% over the same period last year. Excluding the effect of PAS, the VAS and integrated information services revenue was 12.9 billion, an increase of 7% year on year. Revenue from key services, best-known type of information services and IT services and applications, reached 2.9 billion and 2.6 billion respectively. For new type of integrated information service, we will widen mode of cooperation and deepen open collaboration on applications to further enhance growth and development. We will proactively explore the mode of cooperation and rich content of application and operation efficiency to expand the service penetration. In the first half of 2010, the development of mobile business showed good momentum. Mobile service revenue reached 22.8 billion, an increase of 77.7% over the same period of last year. Mobile voice traffic volumes doubled, with MOU reach 331 minutes. In the first half, mobile data revenue was 8.7 billion, representing a 1.3 times increase. Our 189 mailbox, e-serving live, e-serving video, and mobile bestroom grew rapidly. 3G subscribers reached 7.18 million. To achieve the net add target of 8 million 3G subscribers, we will implement the following measure. First, speed up product development, adjusting tariff and package plan, and deepen traffic management. Second, control handset subsidies and shifting resources towards high-end subscribers. Third, expanding cooperation to promote a flat structure of distribution channel and foster scale development of the handset supply with priorities for mid-range and star handsets. We believe the effective execution of these initiatives will rapidly expand the number of 3G subscribers. Higher value mobile internet application business will further drive up the mobile business further. We fully understand solid execution is the key to ensure the success of the strategies. Therefore, we will promote precision management, enhance execution and synergy in areas such as products, network, distribution channels, service support, and terminal supplies. This all enhance synergy capability, increase efficiency, enhance the overall management level to form core competitive advantages with better results to reward our shareholders. Now, may I invite Madam Wu to present the company's financial performance.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chang. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I will now present to you our company's financial performance for the first half of 2010. In the first half of 2010, under our approach of full-service integrated operation and differentiated service offerings, we continue our efforts in financial transformation to promote the effective and synergy development of each business. As of June 2010, the operating revenue reached 107.6 billion, an increase of 4.9%. Operating expenses were 94 billion, an increase of 5.8%. EBITDA was 45.8 billion, an increase of 5.6%. EBITDA margin was 42.5%, an increase of 0.2%. Net profit reached 8.8 billion, an increase of 4.7%. We believe that with rapid growth in business and effective cost control, the profitability of our company will maintain steady growth as well. In the first half of 2010, the company proactively deepened the financial strategy to ensure effective support to the development of various businesses. The highlights of the cost structure are SG&A as percentage of total revenue increased by 1.2 percentage points, mainly as the result of the appropriate allocation of more marketing expenses in order for expansion in the markets. Meanwhile, we maintain stringent cost control. Mobile marketing initiatives accounted for less than 40% of mobile service revenue, while handset subsidies accounted for 27% of mobile service revenue. The company's stringent control over CapEx resulted in a 0.7% year-on-year decrease in the depreciation and amortization. Its percentage of total revenue dropped by 1.4 percentage points from the same period last year. The scale development of mobile business has led to an increase in network leasing fee. Network operation, as a result of total revenue, increased by 1.6 percentage points. In order to achieve profit-making target of mobile business as well as enhance profitability, first, we will increase marketing and servicing initiatives tailoring towards high-growth and high-return business, implement stringent handset subsidy policy, reducing subsidies to mobile service revenue percentage gradually. Second, implement precision management, assure network maintenance initiatives to ensure stable network quality, control cost proportion reasonably, like power and maintenance costs. Third, appropriately increase investment in marketing and R&D personnel expense to empower workforce of full-service operation. Fourth, strictly control low-return investments, enhance resources utilization and assets by actively reporting or dealing with inactive assets. Also, the board of directors has decided to extend the CDMA lease with our parent company for a further term of 2 years. The major term includes our company. The parent company will be responsible for investment and optimization of the network infrastructure, and in return, we will pay leasing fee, which is 28% of mobile service revenue to our parent company. Through the adjustment in the past few years, we further optimized the CapEx structure with over 80% investment was made to support high-growth business, which fostered the investment return. First, investment in broadband and internet accounted for 64%. Second, investment in VAS and integrated information services remains steady, which is 15.8%. Third, we will further strengthen the synergy of wireline and mobile IT platforms. Investment in IT and support system accounted for 2.4%. Fourth, to secure investment return and lower operating risk, investment in wireline voice was 3.2%. Fifth, we continue to strictly control our investment in infrastructure. Investment in infrastructure and other was 14.6%. In the first half of 2010, our total debt to total cap ratio further fall to 27.5%, declined by 4.5 percentage points. Net debt to EBITDA was 0.66 times, a drop of 0.31 times compared to the same period of last year. Overall, the solid financial strength, strong free cash flow, continuously improved debt paying ability and support sustainable development. Moving forward, our key focus will be promoting coordinated sustainable development via financial management innovation, deepening in financial management transformation. Our focus are mainly concentrated on the following areas. First, to reinforce financial decision support and value management capability with strategy focus and value management oriented. Second, to accelerate financial structure optimization to promote change of corporate development mode. Third, to establish a comprehensive UA-oriented value management system to increase capital utilization. Fourth, to strengthen internal control to improve risk management capability. We strongly believe that with good execution of the above measures, we will further enhance our shareholders' value. This is the end of the presentation. Thank you.